Specialize gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this terrific Tuesday. Just got a text message from a loyal listener, Debbie. I'm not going to mention city or anything, but she said, first question, using the Zyto picture of my spine, can I get just one chiropractic adjustment? Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I took my scan that Missy did when she did a update for me. I was having a situation where I felt like something was out of whack. I'd eat certain foods that I had been eating for over 2 years now, maintaining my goal weight, usually fluctuating no more than a pound or two. And I found that I was feeling some inflammation, especially in my knees and my hips, my lower back area. So I asked Missy, I said, can you ship me the cradle and do another scan on me? And I actually took that printout. I think it's page 3, page 4. It's one of the first pages in the report that you get from Missy. And I actually took my picture in and showed it to Dr. Gary. And he's like, interesting, where did you get that? And of course, I told him, Missy. He knew because him and Stacy both had scans by Missy. They knew where it came from. He just forgot the color of it. I printed mine out in color, and so you could see which vertebrae were really out of whack. So, yes, you can do that definitely. They don't take x-rays at Dr. Gary's chiropractic office. And, yes, they do take insurance for chiropractic adjustments, but the laser light treatments, they don't take insurance. But just mention this show, mention Trucker Randy, and you'll get the Trucker Randy special, 2 treatments for just $99. So hopefully that answers all your questions. We texted back and forth, Debbie. Greatly appreciate you. One of the things that I was looking at in this process is the budget. And we've done stories, we've had, you know, the banter back and forth that's going on in Lansing. Well, kind of an interesting perspective on that process. And also the takeaways from Mackinac Island. Kind of interesting. The untaxed synthetic THC may be where lawmakers look next for the road money. And this was something that Matt Hall spoke about on, I believe it was Saturday night when he was the keynote speaker, speaking to those that were attending the Republican Leadership Conference. The cannabis market fight over synthetic THC sitting on party store and gas station shelves actually may be coming to Lansing this week as legislative leaders look under the sofa cushions for new road funding money. On one side is the attractiveness of taxing a product that's currently very lightly regulated and not taxed at all. On the other side, there are those that are looking to ban these synthetic THC products while warning against going after the regulated market. The cannabis consumer advocacy founder, Cassine Coleman, said there are intoxicating beverages and edibles that exist between the food space and the regulated marijuana space. Not regulating either it could be taxed under a bill that's expected to be proposed very soon. It is a fight that has echoed through the cannabis industry for several years. They've waited for a rule change from the CRA, Cannabis Regulatory Agency, but were told, go elsewhere. Well, the director, Brian Hanna, said, you've got to go to the lawmakers. So we did. He said, hey, we need your help. And the lawmakers stepped up to the plate and said, okay, let's look at these possible solutions. Let's see if we can get everybody on board. And we'd like to think that a lot of people are on board at this point, Coleman said. Well, the proposal comes at an inflection point of the budget negotiations. But actually, it's not a new idea, and one that has been tackled by different states across the country since the space was opened up because of a loophole in the 2018 Farm Bill Act. In that act, it allowed up to 0.03% THC to exist in hemp beverages, edibles that are sold outside of dispensaries. For one, we talk about it all the time with Tim Roberts of Patriots Relief CBD products. He talks about the full spectrum products he carries, which does have up to 0.03%, and then they have the broad spectrum that doesn't. Well, Republican chair of this committee, Joseph Aragona, Republican of Clinton Township, said, we're glad to see steps being taken addressing these things head on so that we can actually put some guardrails in place, make sure these things aren't being available to kids, and also put some normal consumer package goods regulations around them. Now, one of the people that they spoke to said that there is no actual tracking of the synthetic market outside of regulated areas. That, of course, would be the pot shops, the retail stores that have been given a license by local municipalities to sell legal marijuana. But unregulated areas like gas stations, even some drug stores or regular markets. But what is the real problem is the beverage portion. Anything in the range of anywhere from 5 to 10% alcohol. Sometimes they get mixed in right next to the THC products, and that could pose potentially double regulations. The market across the United States has been ballparked at $81 billion. Which is not regulated by the licensed cannabis industry, with a potential possible $1.62 billion in just the state of Michigan. This could be the hemp-derived food and beverage markets, potentially could provide $200 million in state revenue that currently is not being tapped. And these products are already on the shelves of many stores and gas stations. At this point, Aragona said, these are all illegal and have always been illegal in the same way that raw milk is illegal. The state regulates milk, the process of producing the milk, and roadside stands have actually been shut down for trying to sell raw milk with their eggs. The state has always had the ability, if they choose so, to stop producers from selling their products directly to the public. Sometimes we've even gone so far as that when we find them, we seize the products and destroy the unadulterated food products. I remember a lady called me, this was years ago, all upset, crying, saying somebody from the local police department as well as the health department came to her house, her farm market, and poured all of her milk out on the ground. She was upset, and I said, you need to talk to your state rep and your state senator to understand the laws regarding raw milk. And that's what she ended up doing back then. Well, State Rep Aragona went on to say, we have a lot of things to discuss as well as working with the industry. Coleman, representing the cannabis industry, said the lack of enforcement of Michigan food codes has created this market situation. We needed guardrails for these products because many of them are already being put on the shelves and purchased by consumers. Many of the hemp manufacturers were meeting the standards by being asked to abide by the laws for food production requirements. I hear that licensed cannabis folks being against allowing competition, but then I go to the shops and I see that they have these products already on their shelves. So are they really against it, or do they just not want competition from gas stations and other stores not licensed to sell legal marijuana? So kind of an interesting story, but potentially legislators are saying, hey, $1.6 billion in sales, we could tax it and generate $200 million toward road funding. Republicans to this point are against any new taxes. We'll see if this is one they might consider. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Welcome back into the show. Just to wrap up this story about the budget and other things that they're looking at, primarily the process. The cannabis advocates, again, returning to Lansing during this budget battle. Cannabis activists are planning to visit Lansing tomorrow, Wednesday, to remind lawmakers that any cannabis tax reform needs a supermajority to pass. According to the Michigan National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, the acronym, the cute little acronym they've come up with is My Normal. Okay. Well, their executive director, Jamie Lowell, said Michigan Americans for Safe Access, Michigan Weedsters, the Marijuana Policy Project, and the Democrat and Republican cannabis caucuses are planning to advocate at 9 a.m. tomorrow at the Binsfield office building regarding conversations about creating a new wholesale marijuana growers tax as a potential for road funding sources. The governor earlier this year proposed this new wholesale marijuana tax. According to the governor, she said that she felt this tax could raise as much as $470 million toward roads. Well, the director Lowell said, we'd like to have a conversation and try to ensure that it's known that this is not the best direction for this to go. There are some alternatives being discussed that may seem more viable right now, and we hope that's the case. He said he realizes the budget process has been a tough and very divisive process, but he didn't want legislators to get desperate enough to attempt a new cannabis tax with just a simple majority. Instead, asking that perhaps a three-quarters majority would be needed according to the law. Lowell said for them to float the idea of taxing hemp-derived THC products was not something he was too worried about, because he said the idea sounded at the beginning reasonable. There's been a need for working with hemp products in defining how we're going to go about using them and how they could be possibly distributed. He said something like this needs to be addressed, especially when it comes to the hemp beverage market. Would be much easier for the legislature to do that than to get the two-thirds vote necessary to deal with the cannabis lobby in Michigan. There's a trend of picking on cannabis to raise taxes around the country in states where it's legal. Whether or not they're going in the right direction, well, we would like to have a conversation and to ensure that it is the best direction, not only for our industry, but for the state of Michigan. You see, folks, the problem that Lansing, even Washington, D.C., they always want to look at a product, good, or service that is popular, something that people consume. For years, we've been dealing with what's called the sin taxes, taxes on alcohol, tobacco, firearms, all kinds of things that they claim to be bad for people. Firearms, I've never understood that. That's in our Constitution. The right to bear arms, I don't even know why they would consider that a sin tax, but that's where alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, the ATF, came from. Well, now they're laser focused on cannabis. And we've covered the stories. I think personally, they've oversold too many licenses. There's too many pot shops out there. They've made competition so aggressive that prices have dropped. Stores, because of other competitors in the area, have been forced to drop their prices. Once one particular store does, others have to follow suit, or everybody flocks to the one shop that's the cheapest. So supply and demand, access to too much supply causes prices to drop. And now Lansing wants to tax it even further, artificially raising the price only because of the tax. So I'm not so sure. Not so sure that this is the best way to go. But honestly, if they tax it, they're going to get less revenue. They may actually cause some of these shops to shut down. The market will find the perfect balance. The market always does. You have stores, you have consumers, you have pricing, all of it will work itself out. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig in the next half hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't